exciting and new. Come aboard, we're expecting you.
We're glad to expect you and to have you along here. You know that song, the theme from Love Boat, the smash hit ABC television event that we saw on the air here in the 70s and the 80s. And what's more important, the singer there, Jack Jones. And speaking of whom, there's a big event, a very big event, just a few days away in downtown Minneapolis. Grammy award-winning performer Jack Jones will be in concert at the Dakota Jazz Club October 22nd and the 23rd. Put another way, that's next Tuesday and Wednesday. Jack Jones is looking as great as ever, sounding as great as ever, and performing up to his usual high standards. And guess what we on the All Request and Dedication Lunch Hour number 2 have for you right now. We have Jack Jones on the phone. I believe he's on the West Coast, and we get to visit with Jack for the next couple of moments. And Jack, like millions of others, I am a big fan, and it's a joy to have you come into town and to be on the radio with us. I better say, I think, good morning to you. It's afternoon here. Hello.
Oh, it's late morning here. It's fine. I'm alive and kicking here. It's going to be nice to come back to Minneapolis again. I haven't been there in a long time.
Yes.
I appeared there, I guess, with the Minneapolis Symphony years ago.
Oh, yeah, and, Minneapolis.
Yeah.
The Minneapolis Symphony.
Yeah.
They're now called the Minnesota Orchestra.
And the Love Boat is something that is dear to my heart. I had I actually wrote one of those segments for the only Christmas show they did. I wrote, and my father, real father, played my father on the show.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Great memory.
That is just great, Jack. Go ahead.
The Love Boat thing is, for years I was a spokesperson kind of for the line, as well as Gavin McLeod, and I inaugurated 5 ships, and they used to play that record every time they left port. To start the cruise, they would play it, and all the passengers would go up on deck, and they'd sing along with my record of it. Right. So one day, I decided, I was on the bridge with the captain, and I said, "You know what? I'm going to get. I feel left out." So I went down there, and I stood next to, in the middle of the people, incognito, and sang along with my record. And a woman next to me turned to me and went, "Shh."
She didn't know it was you.
No, she didn't.
Shushing the guy. That's a great story. That is a great story. Jack, you mentioned your dear father. Of course, he was a great singer, entertainer, Alan Jones. And your mother was in show business too, Irene Hervey, right?
That's right.
Yes. And I've got to tell you, we do an all-request show here on the radio, and a week doesn't go by that we don't get requests for your songs, but I want to tell you, just a couple weeks ago, we had a request here for a song called Make Believe from Showboat 1936 to be sung by Irene Dunn and a guy named Alan Jones, your father. How about
that's
that?
Right. I have the poster hanging on my wall.
Do you really? Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. He was the first Gaylord Ravenel.
Oh.
Later years, I made a good friend of mine was Howard Keel.
Oh yes,
and he did the remake. So, and I got them together one evening for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
They were kind of rivals, you know. the two Gaylord Ravenels, I said, "Come on, we're going to go to dinner," and they had the greatest time.
That's great.
Yeah, singers and actors are funny, you know. We have our own little egos going.
Yeah. Jack, is it true that when you were born in Los Angeles, it was the very night your father, Alan, recorded his signature song, Donkey Serenade? Is that true?
That's absolutely true.
Really?
And he used to do, when we were working together in my act, he would say, I recorded that the night Jack was born the night that I recorded the Donkey Serenade. And then I would say, yeah, that's why he called me Jack.
I get that.
But no, he was back in those days. We had a stable behind the house, and he was there with his horse, just kind of waiting for me to be born. And I was born in the house, in the home.
Really?
So, yeah, it could have been the stable, but I was lucky enough to be in the home.
That had been done a couple centuries before. Okay.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Well,
yeah, right.
Jack, you're
I'm still trying to walk on water and it doesn't work.
Keep on trying.
Some people say you can, Jack. Your career just got off to a roaring start. Let's say back in the early 60s. My goodness, 1962, the Tony Valona song Lollipops and Roses. You sang that. Boy, bingo, a Grammy Award. Then 2 years later, Wives and Lovers. I think that's Bacharach and Hal David there. Another Grammy for you, yeah. Just 2 years
Another
apart.
Grammy.
You were flying.
And then The Impossible Dream, and that was nominated, but it didn't win.
Yes, well.
So it was quite a thing. I got spoiled real fast.
Wow.
So then when I didn't get a Grammy the next year, I went, was it something I sang?
No, that couldn't have been the reason. Jack, I want to bounce this off you, and I know you have limited time, but one of the researchers I looked at said that Jack Jones was an anomaly in the 60s after these Grammy Awards, avoiding rock and roll trends that were sweeping the country and opting for the big band sound, lush romantic ballads, the Great American Songbook, although sometimes he recorded something more pop country bossa nova. So how did you deal with the British invasion and all that sort of that swept so many fine American performers right off the table?
Well, I wasn't consciously sticking to my guns or anything like that. It's just what I wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
and I was doing it, and that was my identity, and it still is. And thanks to YouTube, people are younger people are discovering the music and me and. You know, I read the comments. You shouldn't read too many of them, but I read them once in a while.
Yeah,
and it's really interesting. And Tony Bennett's the same way. I mean, he never wavered.
Right. True.
And that's who we are, and we can't change our. We can't be chameleons.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. Some have tried it, and many have failed, I would say, but not you. You've been true to your musical roots, Jack.
Well,
I've got to ask
I,
you
I,
when
I
you
did,
come.
I,
go ahead.
I did make a record though that we tried to do something, and the record was called "I'm Indestructible," and I was wrong. I was not indestructible.
Jack, you have not been wrong very often. I've got to ask you, what are some of the songs that'll be part of your song set at the Dakota Jazz Club in Minneapolis when you come to town next week?
I run the gamut, and I do some of the obvious things, and I do some other things. I have a new album out called Jack Jones Live in Liverpool, which is right now first out. It's on my website, jackjonesmusicstore.com. Mm-hmm. But it's called Live in Liverpool, and it was recorded in May. And mm-hmm. so that will be also on sale. There's also a whole vignette from Man of La Mancha, which I did. I went on the road, did that one season.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very eclectic. It's not all jazz. It's jazz oriented, and then sometimes it's not. You know, we do pretty well with it. People like it.
Well, they sure do. It's the tickets are sold out. We'll be giving a couple away tomorrow and the next day. The few that are left, Jack. Among all your hits, among all the songs you've recorded, which are your favorites, or which is your favorite?
I think the favorite song, and it's the most recorded by me, and again, because it's a live performance, it's recorded again on the new album, the song If by David Gates.
Oh, yes.
From Bread.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, that's a beautiful statement.
Yes, indeed, it is. It is. You did an album of Bread hits, didn't you? Yeah.
Yeah, and now that's coming out next. I own all the RCA stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm bringing that out. I've had so many requests for it from mm-hmm. our customers out there who say, when are you going to bring that one out? So
right.
I'm bringing it out again.
Jack, will you do Impossible Dream at the Dakota when you're here next week?
Yes, it will.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Oh, got to tell you, that's my favorite, and it's hard to pick a favorite among yours. So we are so looking forward to seeing you and hearing you, and you've been here before. You said you performed with the Minneapolis Symphony. They now call themselves the Minnesota Orchestra, and they've been locked out for 1 year, Jack. They haven't played a note. They're stuck in a labor dispute.
What?
Yes, true.
No.
Yes, Osmo Venska, their great conductor, has resigned. The orchestra has not played at Orchestra Hall in more than a year. So it's a real tragedy, and maybe you can get them going, Jack, when you come to town. Talk
well,
to somebody.
Well, it was the summertime when I was there. We were outside.
Yes, right.
So Oh, gosh, this is awful.
It is awful.
Here.
It is awful. We miss them. But we have you coming to town, and that's going to brighten our life next week for sure, Jack. Thank you so much. And as
well,
I mentioned, we do...
I hear they're opening the country again today, so I'm
yeah, that would be nice, Jack, wouldn't it, huh?
Fingers crossed.
Boy, too many things are shut down in our life. Jack, as I said, we do an all-request show here, and I've got to ask you, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you for a request, and what would that be, sir?
Well, it's funny how this came to mind. I don't mean Blood, Sweat, and Tears, although I'm a fan of their old records, but it's... Now gone blank, but it's you can't hide love by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's right. And
yes.
Jack, the name of the song?
You Can't Hide Love.
You Can't Hide Love. You certainly cannot. Jack Jones, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your wonderful talents, sharing them with us all these years. And we're eagerly looking forward to seeing you next week at the Dakota. Thank you so much.
Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you, Jack. Yeah. And here's Jack's request right here by Earth, Wind, and Fire.